Professor McMillan, could you please explain, for a non-specialist, the significance of your article?
Benji, the way I look at this is we've basically developed an approach to the production of a molecular complexity in the form of a natural product, which is, allows us to produce this molecule very rapidly. In this case, we do it in 3 steps. We're excited about this because it allows us, it allows practitioners of synthesis access to molecules that could be biomedically relevant or useful without many different chemical operations involved. This is an overarching theme that we have to our group, where we're continually trying to push this envelope or push this idea of how rapidly we can make relatively complex molecules. And based upon the previous routes to these syntheses, which were very good, in fact, they were excellent, we believe that we can demonstrate that by producing this molecule in just 3 chemical steps, that there is value in both the methodology that was used to build this molecule, as well as the strategy which was employed to bring the whole thing together.
Uh-huh. And so so what's motivated you to conduct this work?
The motivation was a classic example of trying to take a transformation that's developed in your lab and really contextualize it towards value. What I mean by that is this idea that if you have methodology, you always want to be pushing the idea that it's valuable in many different settings, whether it be complex molecule settings or generations of molecules which will be useful to people. From our sense, this was a really nice application of being able to take an in-house methodology and apply it to the very rapid production of a reasonably interesting molecule.
And so given that, where do you see this work developing in the future?
I think you can see both short-term and long-term approaches here. The short-term is we can obviously imagine there's other molecules or other entities which could be rapidly built using this trifluoroborate addition methodology. The other way we can look at it is from the long term. I think we have an overarching program where we're continually trying to think about ways to rapidly accelerate the molecular complexity. Ways we've thought about that is using cascade catalysis, enantioselective cascade catalysis, cycle-specific catalysis, where we can have many different catalytic operations operating in the same vessel to hopefully put together these reasonably complex molecules. So I would say generally an overarching theme of trying to produce molecules quickly.
And so are there any particular challenges facing future research in this area?
Oh, I think there's huge numbers of challenges. Everything from development of individual methodologies all the way through to strategy. In terms of methodology, everyone is continually trying to push that envelope, trying to think about new reaction methods which really enable you to make or produce molecules much more rapidly than you could do before. And the second part is, how do you put these all together? How do you put them all into any sequences which actually logically fit together to allow very few operations towards the production of, again, complex or natural products? We view this in terms of what are the problems or what are the real hurdles that you have to go over. It is really continually trying to understand how these catalytic processes can actually function together. And hopefully, if we keep pushing it, we'll actually be able to get towards some of those really useful sequences.